presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show, Eric's Hour of Enlightenment. We're so happy to have you on tonight. So I'm Michelle Gray, the Healing Heart, and we have Denise from DeniseRamone.com.
Hello.
Say hi, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
And so Elisa is going to be joining us. We're having some wee little technical difficulties. And so Elisa's working behind the scenes right now to try and get this all sorted out. So we're just going to keep going. Like Eric just said, the show must go on. So we're gonna work through this. And isn't it interesting because our topic tonight is about change. And Eric said, you know, when we were talking about a title a few days ago, like, what are we going to talk about tonight, Eric? Like, what do you want to talk about on the show? And he had said change. And here we are. We're kind of going off the grid. We're doing something a little different than what we expected. So isn't this a prime example of what change can be? It's something that we didn't quite expect. And like the title says, the only consistent thing in life that we have, that we know for sure, is change. So we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Okay, can y'all hear me?
Yay!
Oh, my God, like, yay!
Oh, my God, I worked so hard. You know, the last two or three times of Blog Talk has been awful. I am,
yeah.
You know, fucking want my money back. God damn it, I'm paying for this shit? Ugh! I'm really upset.
Oh. Well, we're glad you're on now.
Thank you.
We were just starting with what our topic was, and I just said, here we are, the topic being about change, and here we were with a little bump in the road. You know,
I know.
Like changing how we were starting things. So isn't that just a prime example of what can happen?
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
so,
Eric, take it away.
So Eric, we were saying, we were talking about the title, the only consistent thing in life is change. And Denise, you are our guest of the evening, and how would you like to start and give a little bit of what Eric has to say about change?
Eric says, he's showing me change is like, he says it can be as colorful and beautiful, he's showing me, as a rainbow. Or it can be total dark clouds. It's all about how we want to view it. And when he says that, I think about sometimes when things suddenly change on me, it's like I get discombobulated for a little bit because now I have to regroup myself, you know? And I'm like, okay, well, I had planned for this, this, and this. Now how do I create new plans? And it could be nothing big. It's just I just get so off kilter. And Eric says it's because we are so focused, he said, not all the time, but we're real focused on the outcome of how it's going to be. So when a change shifts in, he's telling me, you know, like we have a hard time adjusting to it. It's like adjusting our glasses when we get new glasses and that are really weaker or stronger. And he says, you know, change, though, is, he goes, it's like seasons, he's telling me. It's like, you know, there's something good coming in. It's time to rest from whatever there was and start going into something new. And he says, it's like there's a secret, like a lockbox under each change we go in. And it, he says, we hold the key to it. And it's a matter of if we're wanting to find the key or not. And he says, you know, some changes are extremely painful for us, but there's always something in the lockbox that's positive from it. And he's pointing to himself, you know, that moment in Ken still is, you know, very sad, but yet look at the positive that's also come from it, he says. So that's all I have right now.
Yeah, well, and I really like that because, you know, that's something that I know I look at change and I never used to look at change this way, but I've practiced to look at change as my opportunity to grow. And mm-hmm. when I was talking to Eric earlier today, I asked him to show me what change meant energetically. I said, give me like the energy of it. What does it look like? And he says that change is a creative energy. So it makes exact sense to what you're saying, Denise, when he's talking about it being a rainbow and how we can look at it in either ways, because we understand that our energy, we have the choice of how we want to view things. It's up to us. So creative energy, he says we experience it in life that it's in movement. So it's movement from one state to another. And he says, of course, that we can't experience it without. Life is change. That's what it is. It's natural progression. Everything's in cycles. And he also says we experience this on different levels, too, because we experience it as the earth. We experience it collectively with the rest of humanity. We experience it in our communities. We experience it in our families, personally, on so many different levels. It's consistent. Mm-hmm. And the same thing, like he was just saying to you, Denise, is he says, you know, it's not the big bad monster that it gets made out to be sometimes. He's like, change can be awesome. And he asked me, he said, and this is what I thought.
It leads to opportunity. Uncertainty. It's like uncertainty. It's very important. If you don't have uncertainty, you're traveling down this path with blinders on, and you don't see the opportunities, the beautiful flowers on the sides of the path.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he also says it's the energy of manifestation.
That's
our manifestation energy. It the way he shows it to me is it's like when we get momentum in our energy, because our lives are built up of all of these different momentums, and we can feel them, right? We can feel it when it feels stagnant, or when it starts to speed up, or when we're really creative, or we feel like we're navigating through potholes. He says that manifestation energy is like a buildup of energy when we're ready to launch. So when we come up to a position of changing in our lives in one way or another, we have an opportunity to become very creative because our emotion, he says we can make decisions and choices, and all of those lead to more manifestations. They help lead us to what it is that we truly desire. So it's actually a spiritual practice to work with change, which I thought was really cool that he had mentioned.
That is. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Nice.
I'm telling Eric, I'm saying to him, you're so smart.
He is very smart. And, you know, the other thing is, too, is so he had said that he was going to talk about how to navigate through it. And he says, you know, the one thing, because he says it's not really, and, of course, said to him, okay, give us practical steps. Says your mom loves the practical steps, and so does everybody else.
Oh,
we appreciate those practical steps. Yeah. And so what exactly is that? And he's just saying, he's like, okay, but this particular isn't necessarily practical steps. But he says, what's the most important thing to know is get to know yourself. He's like, really get to know yourself. Go inside.
And be yourself.
What do you believe in right now? Well, right. And then he said, what's really important with this, too, is get real objective with your beliefs. Can you see other sides? So he's saying, like, if you believe in something, then why do you believe that? Is it your belief? And can you see the other sides? Can you be objective? Can you see other viewpoints? And then he says, practice being open to all side of things. And he's saying, have you ever heard what you resist will persist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And using that, if there's something within you that you're resisting, if there's things that are going on that maybe you have in the back of your mind, and he's connecting this to fear, because he says often where people get into trouble with change is when there's a fear attached to it, fear of the unknown.
Yes.
You know, fear of what might happen. He says, you know what, guys? He says a lot of times, we can create the situations that are much more fearful and bigger than what they actually are. So he says, beware of that. But he says, recognize your own personal cycles. And he says, and the other thing is too, he says, something that you can do is, what is it that you're resisting? Can you look at what you're resisting? And can you start to get comfortable with it? He goes, maybe it's something you can investigate on your own. You can journal about it. You can meditate on it. But he says, maybe you can talk to a friend about it. Maybe you can start to inform yourself. Because he says, a lot of the times that we resist something is because we don't have the information. And whether that's information that has not come yet because it's part of our experience, or we might just not be informed about something that we are afraid of. So he says, can we fill that gap with becoming comfortable with it? And so when something does start to come, he says, if you start to bring something into your life, then when those changes occur or when something comes towards you, you're going to be more comfortable with flowing through it. Because he says, guys, we can't resist change. It's part of us. It's part of life. He says, what we want to do is get more comfortable with us, because we carry us everywhere. And so we have to learn how to flow with resistance and flow with change.
You know, that's so wise, and I agree. You know, there's been times in my life where I said, God, I wish I would have known it was going to be like this. I wouldn't have dragged my feet for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those experiences I use now, because I would like reflect back and go, remember what happened? You dragged your feet for 5 years and stuff. And I've started asking myself, what are you really afraid of? What is it that you're afraid of? And a lot of the times, I don't even know what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
It's just I have labeled whatever that feeling is to fear. And really sometimes what it is, it's not that I'm afraid. It's like there's excitement because I can feel something good coming. But then I have in the past attached it to like fear, because that's I feel like I can get those two feelings confused at times.
Mhm. Yeah. Anything else? Anything else about change, Eric, or anything? Anything else that we want to talk about that?
He's telling me, he says, you know, he's like got his hands in his pockets and he's got change in there and he's messing with the change, making noise. And he's saying, you know, and he puts out his hand. He says, you know, we don't mind getting change back. And he says, this is, you know, a receiving change. And he says, you know, he's echoing what you said. He said, change is about moving into your next adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's also about letting go of things and accepting things so that you can go on to your next adventure. He says, it's like clearing out your closet.
True. That's exactly true. Yeah. So are we ready to take callers?
I would like to say something. It's been a very difficult day for me.
Yeah.
I had someone threatening to turn me into the medical board to shut Atlantis Gaylor down because she didn't get results in a week.
Oh, my God.
Calling Eric a fallen angel and me a fraud. It's like, why is it so hard to help people without going through this shit? I'm about to leave on my first vacation in forever, and I have to have this hanging over me. I mean, I'm sorry, guys, but this just happened.
No.
I just don't know what to do. I want to help people. Why is this universe making it so difficult to do that? Why? There's been two people like this that wanted immediate results. And you can't, I mean, they have to be responsible for some of it too, you know? I mean, some people have so many horrible past lives, a lot of trapped emotions. It takes time. I can't do this in a week. Anyway.
No.
Well, Eric also says part of that is their job, too. He said they can't sit on the couch and have you come by and sweep up everything, and then they just continue their path. He says they also have to do a change, he said. So, and this is something that needs to be reiterated to them, you know, because, you know, he says it's like people who want that Atlanta scaler for diabetes, you know, but you do the work and it does do a profound difference. They're continuing the same path that they did before they got the service. It's not going to work or it's not going to last.
Well, that's right. Almost always successful. It's almost always. But people like this, their belief system is like, this is awful. It's not going to work. I'm being scammed. And, of course, thought creates reality. So I have to battle their thought creating reality with the beautiful, benevolent, divine team and my, you know, intent, you know. So it's very difficult, and it's really hard work. And I take on the energy of the bad shit that's in their household. And, you know, it's like, maybe it's not worth it. I swear to freaking God. I mean, turning me into the first of all, I'm not doing this as a doctor, okay? That's like saying a Reiki professional doing energy work remotely, you know, as practicing medicine. This is the same thing. It's the same as Reiki, essentially.
Yeah. Energy work.
You know, I'm telling you, colleagues, that the medical board is not a friend of doctors. And so it could, you know, it's like, why is it so hard to help people? Why can't I just do good in the world?
Well, Eric says you are, and Eric says, I feel like a lot of this is threat, Eric is saying, and he's, there will always be one of those. Michelle and I have had our share. I had one not too long ago that was testing me through the Ask Eric questions. And I wasn't asking yes or no, but I want to hit. But anyway, you know, there is one or two of those. And it's the ones that are not doing that we really super appreciate even more. But Eric says, he's saying we can take this offline. He's saying, not that you can't talk about it now, but for my comments and for Michelle's comments, to take those offline for you, because it's not, he's telling me, it's not for everybody's ears, and as he's saying that, he goes, it's not anything bad, but this is private. And he says, Mom, I got your back. Don't you worry. I have got your back.
Mm-hmm. I'm just tired.
Of course. And we take this stuff very personal because that's, you know, you're a healer. I mean, my gosh, you're a healer by profession as a doctor, and then doing this also as a, you know, a healer, you know, and you're very sensitive, you know, and like Michelle and I and others, and we take this stuff very seriously.
It hurts. Yeah, this is our life, and we do take it very seriously. And Elisa, I know you put absolutely everything into your work.
Eric says more than what she should.
That's right.
But nobody called my child a fallen angel. Nobody.
Well,
no.
That's when you know that
there's something else going on in that direction.
Yeah, for somebody to go that below, because they don't go that below. There's some pain in them that got disturbed. And Eric says, Eric's just, you know, Eric says, Mom, you know that isn't the truth. Because he says, if I was, the three of us wouldn't be on tonight.
That's right.
And there wouldn't be so many people so
transformed. That's right. That's right.
I get thank yous all the time to tell you. I forgot to tell you last Monday. I don't want to say her last name on the air, but Lynn wanted me to thank you. She says you and Eric have helped her so much. And I've seen mm-hmm. her grow tremendously mm-hmm. because of you and because of Eric. And that's
all right. Well, thank
you
for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Well, we can take callers now, I guess. All right. We got somebody from the 870 area code. 870. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
How are y'all?
Doing well.
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your first name and where are you from?
Leah, Arkansas.
Leah. I always wanted to go dig for rubies in Arkansas.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Are there rubies in Arkansas?
Yeah, rubies.
Different parts. Yeah, different parts.
Mm-hmm.
I love rubies. I was going to name my daughter Ruby.
Aww.
But my husband didn't like it. She got Shelby instead. I like that too. What's your question, Leah?
Well, if any way possible, I was wondering if my cousin Kelly or my aunt Melina has messaged her. But tomorrow is Kelly's birthday.
Your aunt who?
It's my cousin Kelly and my aunt Melina.
Your cousin Kelly and your aunt Malia?
Melina, M-E-L.
Mm-hmm. Is Melina on the other side?
Yes, ma'am.
So she comes to me with some angel wings. Is somebody in the angels?
I don't think so.
She comes to me with the angel wings. How long has it been since she's transitioned over?
She did. She likes them. She used to paint them.
Okay, because she's coming to me with angel wings, and she's saying they're real.
Mm-hmm.
They're
real. Your cousin Kelly, do you talk to your cousin Kelly? Because I'm hearing it's not your imagination.
Aww. Yeah, I do a lot because we were so close.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's not your message. She passed real sudden?
No, ma'am. She passed away in 2014.
Suddenly or slowly?
Yeah. Was it
someone shot her up with something that she didn't need to do.
Yeah,
so it was
suddenly.
So Michelle was right.
Yeah, it was a quick, but she transitioned quickly. Like, she wasn't sick.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's coming back into your family. She's going to be coming back into your family, but what she's saying is she wants you to know that what you're saying to her, she's hearing, because she keeps repeating, it's not your imagination. It's not your imagination. I am there with you. Mm-hmm. So keep talking to her, Leah.
Okay. All right, thank you, Leah. Thanks.
Bye,
okay,
Leah.
Okay. We have somebody from the 05 area code. Hi there. What's your first name and where are you calling from? And
Donna from California. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
I wanted to know about my finances. They're going to get better. I have been taking care of a blind man for like 6 years, like 9 hours a week.
Yes,
and his brother's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's going to be ending soon because he's not doing well. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Donna, you already feel something in your gut? It's changing with him?
Oh, yeah. He's bedridden, and he's gotten very, very skinny, and he's weak.
Because it's come close to his time, and that's going to make some changes in your life. Yeah.
It will. Yeah. I don't know if I'll do what kind of home health care again. No, I'm 67. I think I might not do that anymore. It's just, it's a little hard as you get older, I think. I mean, with him, it wasn't hard, but with ordinary people, it's hard. You know, that
right.
Sick.
Eric's saying it, taking a little bit of care for yourself.
Oh,
being able to take a little bit of time for yourself. He says start there.
Yeah. I'm always doing for other people. I don't do too much for myself. Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
Right.
Eric needs to do that. I'm thinking of maybe going on a holiday or something, going to Mexico with a friend to see Watanabe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Donna, I also feel like somebody's been watching you care for this man in a good way. So I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't get a call and ask, would you like to do another sitting job? And Eric says this would be a good time for you to write out your job description of what you will and will not do. And he says, and the rate of pay, he's showing me you need to raise it a little.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. His brother said that he was going to leave me a bonus. So I'm hoping that, which is nice of him, because I have been very compassionate and very caring and very dedicated. And
are you there?
It's nice of them to think. Yes.
Okay. She cut out.
Yeah, it is cutting out a little bit.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Wait. Now I actually cut her off. Okay, because I'm going to the next
there.
Person. Okay, go ahead. Real quickly so we can go to the next person.
Okay, so you see that I'll be able to do a little traveling then, because I think that would be a nice reprieve. You know, to go on a little trip or something.
Oh, you deserve that.
Yes. Yes. Plan on it.
Take me with you, man. Take me with you. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, holy crap. All right. 267 area code. Hi there. What's your name and how can we help you?
Hi, this is Jessica in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. My question was, my lease was up the beginning of May, and I was holding the space for this amazing house, and it didn't appear just yet, and I ended up, I'm now, like, in a cabin on a campground, and I was just wondering what lessons am I to learn here. It was totally unexpected to end up here.
And when can you get her forever place? Yeah, Eric, help her.
Well, Eric tells me you're, like, in a good place.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
He's telling me you're, like, in a real good place. He says, take advantage of this time. He said, think of it as like you're in a retreat, you know. You're at a retreat, and take advantage of every moment you can being in this cabin. He says, you're looking at it as, like, well, what the heck happened? You know, I'm supposed to be in this house, and now I'm here. Eric says, you're in a beautiful place right now, in a beautiful state, a beautiful, and when I say a beautiful place, he's not just talking about the cabin, he's talking about where you are in life. And he says, take full advantage of being at this retreat and see it as it's a retreat.
Yeah, I go back and forth. I have, like, good moments and bad moments. Today's been a little cranky. I'm wondering as far as, like, the thing is I don't have, like, the cabin is booked on Friday and Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that's what makes me feel uneasy, because it's like, well, where am I going to go when the weekend comes?
So practical steps, what can she do, Eric?
Eric says this is about you asking, though, for help and allowing yourself to receive it.
Yeah, he's saying that this is right now you're learning a lesson in freedom and how to create your own success, like how to create what it is that you want. So this position is showing you right now the beauty, and learning freedom is understanding that we do create our reality. So he says ask for what you want. Know that you're being listened to. And he says, and remember, when you're putting what you want, to practice not putting in the, I don't want this, or this isn't working. He says, refocus your energy to what it is that you want to experience. And he says, you are in a very good place energetically. So he says, go to sleep tonight, have a good sleep, wake up tomorrow morning as a brand new fresh start and start to put your thoughts towards what you want to experience and focus on that feeling. And he goes, and you'll find as the time rolls around, you'll have somewhere perfect to go and know that you created it.
So I didn't do anything
wrong by ending up here?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
You did everything right.
But who did she ask
for help? Erica keeps showing me friends. So do you have friends that you can stay with Friday through Sunday?
Not really. I'm still new in this state. I actually am meeting a lot of people on the campground. I could always go into a hotel, which I've been saying, well, what does it matter? I've been creating my career to the next level here. So I said, if I'm making a lot of money, what does it matter if I stay in a hotel for a couple of days? But
hasn't
like fully create, like it's still, I like the freedom thing that you're saying because I've been feeling that a lot too, but I just,
yeah.
I when I have the dips, it's like, oh, I'm roughing it a little bit too much. So, that's where the crankiness comes in. But okay.
Yeah, roll with it, Eric says. Roll with it. You won't regret it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I keep saying it's not going to be forever. This is
correct.
Just a temporary thing. Just relax. It's okay.
But you're creating some pretty great things for yourself, too.
Yeah, you're listening to your heart. That's amazing.
Well, that's how I got. Yeah, that's because I've dreamt of opening a retreat. So I'm like, okay, here I am. I've been dreaming of having a retreat in the woods.
So like,
here
yeah.
I am. Why are you upset?
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Today, I guess the eclipse and the full moon, whatever. Blame it on the astrology.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead,
Jessica. You success is being created directly from your heart. And this is what success is. And Eric says you are making some magnificent leaps and bounds. So, feel real good about where you are.
Thank
awesome.
You. That gave me
Jessica.
Joy. Thank you very much.
Yes. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to go.
Jessica.
If you get a seat, I want you to call me and I'll book a place there. That's awesome. I need one right now. Hi there, how you doing? What's your first name and where are you calling from and how can we help you?
Hi. First of all, let me just say I'm not sure what that situation was that brought you such pain, but just know that you are appreciated, the work that you do, and there are more people that need you than the one person who tried to hurt you. So just wanted to say that.
Oh, God, I hope so.
My name is Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia. I have a question. I was thinking of one, but I'm going to ask this particular one. I had gotten my hopes up high. I had a wonderful interview last week. Didn't work out, and I'm having some financial issues now. But I have had a family friend, his family through in-laws, made a proposal, a housing proposal, living arrangement. And I don't want to say anything because I don't want to put my energy into it. I just want to know, how does Eric feel about this proposal?
It's a good one.
That's what I get too.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Have everything on paper though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but do you see it being it's not going to be a long-term thing, right?
He says it can be if you want it to be.
No, mm-hmm. I don't want it to be.
Then put that in the paper.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Be clear about what it is that you need and what you want it to be, because this is, are you taking care of somebody?
It could eventually be. No, it's a family friend, in-laws, but there's also a grandbaby involved, which I adore, but I'm not trying to do that. I don't
no more that.
And there's nothing. And Eric says there's nothing wrong with that either. He says, you know, you're past that part. And Eric says this is where it's real clear. They have it on paper. Move-in date, move-out date, what you expect. No loud noise after 10 o'clock. No
right.
banging dishes so at, after 6. Or just have everything right. written down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That kind
okay.
of stuff. And
yeah.
you sign and she or he signs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just so used to being alone. That's all it
is. Yeah, yeah. So this
okay.
is why then Eric says about making sure you have all those things written down. The common area is always clean. The kitchen never can have dirty dishes. He's just saying make it how you want it on paper. But yeah, I also feel like there's an you must have applied at another position somewhere. Did you?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Because I feel like something's going to be coming as well.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you, ladies. Blessings to you all, and thank you so much.
No.
Like I said, I didn't want to give too much information because I wanted to know. I wanted to get a clear view of it. And, that makes total sense. All right,
mm-hmm.
got somebody from the 501 area code. Hi there, how you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from? I mean, your first name. And how can we help you?
This is Donna, the cobbler lady.
Donna!
I'm making you a cobbler, Miss Elisa, and
yum,
I will send it to you.
Yummy.
Good, Elisa can invite me over then.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yes,
can mail mine.
Huh?
What's up,
mail
Donna?
Mine.
How can we help you?
Yeah, well, I said that so it might make you feel a little better. I get that a lot myself. But my question is, are there any messages for me?
Do you have a male, but I can't tell who it is because I feel like there's three of them. So do you have a son, a husband, and a father, or a brother over there, or a brother, husband, father?
I've got a whole bunch. I used to do hospice, so I have a lot of people that are probably coming in, but I have a grandpa, uncles,
a male with
grandmother.
A beard. Male with a beard.
A male with a beard. Yes, I do. I got somebody that somebody told me he was over there, but I wasn't for sure or not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That might be why I see somebody because you have somebody, but you say with a beard. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. I love that beard.
Who is it?
He was an ex-fiance. He got killed in a car wreck.
Yes.
We
he's
were
got
engaged.
Lot of love for you. And he's handsome.
I whenever I come and visit y'all, I will bring a picture of y'all. Of
him. And he says he's just
cool,
as handsome as ever, and you're just as beautiful as ever.
Oh. Of course, Don.
This was a 16 and 17 year old. I was 16 and 17 years old whenever I met him.
Oh wow!
He's very very keen on you and poked himself through there just to let you know that he's watching over you. He's with you.
Oh cool!
Yeah. Yeah,
Kelly,
didn't
feel like
there's quite a few of them there for you.
Donna's very popular.
Because I see a lot of people behind. I couldn't tell who it is because they're.
Well, like I said, I helped a lot of people transition because I did hospice.
Yeah.
What a
not
gift.
Easy work.
No.
And what a light you are, Donna. That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, I love every one of you, and I love Eric, too.
Well, we love you, Eric.
Love you
too, Donna.
Much love to you, Donna.
We love you. Yes. She's one of my lovely I love her so much. All right, that's somebody from the 757 area code. Hi there. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good evening, everyone. This is Andre from Virginia Beach.
I have a question. Last week. Hey, sweetie. How can we help you?
I have a question about my son's health. Like 6 months ago, we went to the dentist, and they don't see any cavities or anything. And 6 months later, you know, he was diagnosed with 12 cavities, and it's like, you know, been progressing. And I'm kind of wondering what could cause, you know, such a dramatic change in his health, because we went to the doctors and they have no advice for us. It's all just, you know, just regular treatment, like crowns and root canal and stuff.
But you got to be careful and make sure your dentist isn't a crook. Because
yeah.
This is what happened to me with my kids. Some guy said, oh, your kids have so many cavities, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, let me ask somebody else. And I went to another dentist and said, no cavities. What the heck? So you got to be really careful.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here, Eric?
Well, Eric's a good mom for saying that. And and I second that because I have a very expensive mouth, and there's been some work done that hindsight dentists weren't on the up and it didn't there if it was their kid's mouth they wouldn't have done the work, put it that way. But Eric says take them to a different dentist, and how Eric is telling me how I, you know, if you don't know of another good dentist, look on Yelp, because people are real quick to say how horrible somebody is, but the people who comment about how wonderful they are, they must be really, they're obviously really good because they took that time to put that comment on there and just look in there to see. But
it's your teeth, right? It's your teeth, right?
Yeah, he's four and a half years old, and it's kind of a surprise for me that
Yeah, the 4.5-year-old. So Eric says take them to another pediatric dentist, you know, because he says there's some real, really good ones over there. But Eric also is saying, though, make sure that he's just showing me, like, make sure he has his mouth cleaned out. And when he's showing me this, it's like not holding food in his mouth or not drinking things that have stuff, he's showing me. And I also feel like there could be a deficiency in some sort of vitamin.
What Eric's
showing me.
Yeah, that was my second question. Like, what could cause, you know, such a dramatic change in his health? Like, is there's like calcium deficiency or some mineral deficiency, or that could it be because of the allergies? Like, is it blocking the absorption of calcium or something like that?
Eric says this would be good to go to the pediatrician and also address this so that they can help give you assistance. But
yeah,
Elisa,
we've been
what
like
do you
three
think?
Of them.
Three different
well,
pediatricians?
Pediatricians that two allergy doctors and like five different dentists, and all of them is just, you know, telling me to remove the tubes or put the crowns and, you know, just like a medication to suppress the allergies.
When you say that, Eric's like, he's holding his head back. No. Michelle, are you getting anything? I would go
to a
alternative doctor.
No. Getting a big old no. Don't be going and doing all that stuff.
Mm-mm.
No. No.
And I would also go to an alternative doctor, holistic doctor or something like that. Because where are you in California?
Virginia Beach.
They have them out there too. I thought you were in California because they're everywhere. But they have them in there. Find an alternative doctor, a holistic doctor or functional medicine, I think they call them. and get, yeah. But I get in a no about going in and just ripping his mouth to pieces and doing all that.
Yeah,
I feel like that would be very traumatic for that little boy.
Oh, yeah, my God. That's
very unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Elisa, are you
right,
picking up on something?
Ultimately, you need to confer with the pediatrician to decide, of course.
Yeah.
All right, Ron. Thank you. Good luck. 4.5 years old. That is such a cute age, man. All right, got somebody from the 516 area code. Hi there. How you doing? What is
Hi,
your first
this is
name?
Rosie.
Where are you calling from, and how can we help you?
Hi, this is Rosie. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Rosie. I love New York.
How are you ladies doing tonight?
Good. How are
you,
Rosie?
Okay. So, ladies, I have been looking for a new job. I was temping, and it ended at the end of March, and I've been interviewing, and I've been speaking to different recruiters, but really nothing has come to fruition yet. So I'm just calling to see when you see me getting work.
Yeah, and what practical advice, Eric?
Well, I like how you said yet, because that is correct, yet. Eric says there's a couple of recruiters that you connected with. Is that true?
Yes.
So Eric says, call them back and say, can you give me some insight as to why nothing is moving forward, you know, like some feedback or whatever. But I don't see you jobless, though. I just feel something's coming around. Michelle?
Yeah, there is something coming in, and there might be more than one that's coming, but Eric is saying to be interactive with them, to speak up, to ask questions. And there might be some things coming across that I don't know if they're not showing it to you because they think you wouldn't be interested in it. So that's why communication is important, because there may be some things that are coming through that are being set aside that aren't matching with you. So have some communication with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good
but
advice.
You're definitely not going to be out of work for very long.
Mm-mm.
Of course
not. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Kill it.
You're welcome, Rosie.
Thanks, Rosie.
You bet, sweetie. Okay. Got somebody from the 908 area code. Hi there.
Hi, how are you? I have a question.
Hi.
The doctor says I'm perfectly normal and I'm perfectly healthy and I'm perfectly fine, but I don't have as much hair as I did when I was younger. I want to know what can I take to have the hair stay on my head instead of falling out, even though it's normal according to doctors, but I want it to stay on my head.
What's
sorry.
Your first name? Where are you
from? Bobby P. of Manville, New Jersey.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi.
Hi. Is there anything
and
I could take, like, right? You know, like any supplements, like, you know, if Eric can, like, scan my body and tell me, like, what can I do to be more healthy?
And your thyroid's okay, right?
Everything's fine. I'm normal. Like, my hormones are okay. My health.
But, Bobby, they definitely checked your thyroid, correct?
Yes, they checked everything. Blood work, hormone levels, everything.
Okay, good.
Who's they? Right. What doctor?
The doctors. I have a primary doctor.
Because Eric says they didn't go deep down in it, Mom. He says he's having me address this to you, Elisa. He says they didn't go really into the depths of it, of her blood work. It's like they didn't go for, like, there's another layer they could have gone further. And he says.
Yeah, like an autoimmune process. Hey.
Yeah. And
Mom,
Eric
why
says,
why don't
Mom,
can you email me all your results?
Okay.
Because he's telling me, Mom, your Atlanta Scala work could help her with this.
Yes, yes.
Well, maybe, but it'd be nice if I could find a medical reason. That'd be a lot, you know, easier.
Yes.
So
yes.
if you would, just email me, if you can, and I will not share it with anybody, obviously, to elisa@atlantisscalar.com, and I will look it over from the physician, diagnostician perspective, okay?
Okay, yeah. I just want to know what Eric would say, though, other than, you know, like, what can Eric see right now as opposed to, you know, my blood work?
Are you under a lot of stress? Are you under a lot of stress?
A little bit, but I don't think that has anything to do with it, because even when I'm not stressed, you know.
Well, Eric says even when you're not stressed, it's like you're not at that. It's like the level has gone down, but the stuff is still in you, what you're worried about or concerned about. And I also do feel like there's something going on in your digestive system. Like somebody made a comment about the autoimmune. Eric has shown me something that's going on in there.
Okay. Yeah, inflammatory. There's something inflammatory. And there's something else that he's showing with, like, a male hormone, because you're connecting it to past life.
Mm.
Because there's a past life root there that is connected to a male lifetime. And that is maybe not something that's going to medically show, but energetically, that's connected into this lifetime.
Yeah. Okay. I'm very masculine, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With the energy repair, protection, enhancement, we do so much. Part of it is many things, but one is to block the influence of other lives on the current life. But the other is, you know, balancing masculine and feminine energies.
Yes.
So much. So would she benefit by the service of Atlantis Scalar, or do you think I should just look at her lab work first and try to help her that way? Whatever.
Eric said both.
Yeah.
Like, you look at her lab work, but also so the energy protection, that one, to do that first before the other one, because it's the past life influence that's coming into this lifetime that is affecting it. It's like the energetic root to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, personally, I think just give me your lab work first, because that's free. You know, I would just
do that. Well, the lab work is old. The blood test is old. It's from, like, several years ago.
Oh.
So okay. I don't know how relevant that is.
Well, I can figure it out. Don't worry, sweetie. I'll figure it out.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I love you guys and everything that you do.
Thank you.
You are amazing. I'm so happy for you that you exist and that you provide a service for us. So thank you so much. And thank you, Eric.
We
love
you
guys. I love all of you.
Oh,
thank
you.
Much love to you, Bobby.
Eric, love
take
you
care.
Too.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie. Isn't she just a sweet? I get a good feeling about her energy.
I love that.
Really, just,
yes.
She brings up mama bear in me. I just want to help her so much.
Yeah, I can feel that when that comes out, when that mom comes out, when you.
Yeah.
I feel that.
I love that about you.
Hello?
I have two people online accidentally. I don't know. 213 area code? Who is this?
Hi, that's me. This is Lisa from California.
Oh, I messed up.
And I'm having.
Hey, Lisa from California.
Hi, Lisa. I'm having a horrible year. So many things that are happening to me. Right now I'm on leave for my job for non-vaccination. And I'm wondering, and while I'm stuck at home, if there's something I should be doing creatively or something else I should be looking into while I wait to see if I'll have a job.
Eric says yes. He says yes.
Mm-hmm.
He says this is a time for you to start creating what it is you want. Because he says even though you're on leave and you feel like you're being punished, he said, you really weren't all that content there.
That's true. I just don't know what I'm good at besides that job. I don't know where to start. Like, I've tried to think what I was good at in childhood, anything. I don't have anything I'm creative at. And so it's been difficult.
He said you have an experience. And Eric says something real quick you can do. He says it's easy because you have the stuff at home. You can just get the back sheet of a paper. He says, start doing stuff with the stuff you have at home, making a like a small vision board of things you would like. He says just things you like and start taping it or gluing it on there. But he also says get some just paint at the dollar store and just start painting with different colors and see how that feels. He said being playful is something that
play
you need to put into your life is playing. He says Play-Doh, and he's talking about things that are so inexpensive that you can buy at the dollar store. And when he's telling me the dollar store, I'm saying they're like $1.25 now, Eric. In California,
yeah.
It's probably $2. So,
right.
You know, just find some simple things to play with. And Eric says, and that's going to start triggering things for you, that like things that you like to do. He's telling me you do so well at writing.
Really?
Yeah. So start. Okay. Just start it. Yeah. Wait, Michelle?
Okay.
Yeah, and he was also showing me music, too.
Mm.
So turn on some music and some music that you enjoy listening to that can help. Because he said, you know, sometimes it's hard to get into that creative mode and to start looking in that direction when your vibration's not quite there. And so he says do some things that helps you connect to that. So music is very creative that can help lift that energy. He says things that may feel happy. He goes, whether it's certain videos that you like to watch or shows that you like to watch, he goes, things that will start to stir that energy up, and that will help kind of prepare for the next step. So that it used music to bridge you.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I used to love music. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right,
I didn't
thank
hear
you.
What Elisa said, but thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Oh, no,
love you guys.
Good stand-up comedy, like Gaffigan.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's good. Jim Gaffigan. He's so funny. His whole thing about Canada, oh, my God. Michelle, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
He's great. He's lovely.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I think we'll stop right here.
Okay.
My husband's cooking, and I'm
going
to help out a little bit. So I love you guys. I'm going on much vacation Thursday morning, super early. I'll be back Monday late, probably. So anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. And thank you, Eric. Thank you, Denise at DeniseRamon.com. And thank you, Michelle at thehealingh-art.com. Love you all.
Love you.
Love
Take
you.
Care.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.